Getting onto the property ladder or getting off it to downsize is on everyone's mind at the moment. We've looked at property from a real estate agent's perspective. Now let's take a walk down the legal eagle avenue. Come and meet Talia Bauer. She's the principal solicitor at Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney in Burpengary. It is a small family-owned firm started by her father, Craig, 30 years ago. Good morning, Talia.
Hi, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners.
Talia, growing up with a dad as a solicitor, was it always going to be a career for you too?
I think so. I went to QUT and undertook a dual law and economics degree, but I feel as though law was always my calling. Helping people, especially mums and dads in the community, was always something I saw growing up and has certainly become something I wanted to emulate. I started my career, of course, in law in my early 20s and worked in slightly larger firms, a little closer to the city, same area of practice, mainly property, wills and estates, and that kind of thing. I've been a part of Craig Bauer Solicitors here in Burpengary for the last 5 or so years. Property and mostly conveyancing is our primary focus of our practice, and our clientele is still mostly your everyday types, people purchasing to get onto the property ladder, opting for a tree or a fee change, or of course downsizing. I was raised and still live within Brisbane's north side, and so I've got a real connection to the community here that has supported me for my entire life. My partner and I, we love a good cafe on the weekend, and we do strive to support local small business. Like most of us, my family has though been touched by cancer, and so we do offer here pro bono work with the Queensland Cancer Council, and we regularly donate a portion of our profit to support their services. And, of course, people in the community.
It's good to see a business with heart. Talia, let's go back to basics. Let's talk about pre-approval, setting a budget, and other costs that we need to be mindful of in purchasing property.
Well, Debbie, from my point of view, ideally the first step would be to determine your borrowing power. It's fantastic to have some savings behind you, but, of course, not everybody does or is, you know, lucky to have support. So it'd be ideal, really, to speak with a lender directly or perhaps a mortgage broker, as they might be able to guide you in, you know, what a bank requires before you go looking out and getting your heart set on a property, only to be dashed if, of course, it doesn't meet the budget. It's also really important that people understand that the cost of buying a home or property is not simply the price that you're paying to the seller, but also might include you've got bank charges, transfer or stamp duty, as they call it colloquially, your legal fees, title fees payable to the Queensland Titles Office for the transfer of ownership, and then of course your ongoing ownership costs, which of course, you know, renters may not pay. Those might include council rates, your water charges, electricity, internet, and the rest. And so it's really important to understand, you know, moving forward, well, can you afford to purchase? Can you afford to own?
Thanks so much. Talia Bauer, Principal Solicitor at Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney, keeping our community informed. And you can catch this interview again on the 1015 website. Click on podcasts.